It seemed out of the question a month ago, but the Vermont House has voted to repeal some of the most controversial measures in Act 181. That's the 2024 land use law. That move comes after a fierce wave of opposition from rural landowners. Housing reporter Carly Berlin has been tracking this fight, and in this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, she joined State House reporter Peter Hirschfeld to explain what happened.
Carly, the last time you and I spoke about this issue, it was after the Senate made some really significant concessions to this wave of opposition against Act 181. The Senate voted to postpone a provision that would have imposed much tighter restrictions on development in rural areas. It also voted to postpone a rule that would have triggered Act 250 review for any roads over 800 feet in many areas. The big question at that point was, what's the House going to do? So what has the House done?
They have gone a step further, and they've essentially scrapped some of those key elements of Act 181, those conservation-focused measures you just talked about. Let me zoom out a little bit and remind us what Act 181 was trying to do 2 years ago. You know, the project was to reform Act 250, that land use permitting law we've had on the books since 1970, and go from a system where you'd need to get a permit based on how big a project is to where a project is. To do that, the state started this huge mapping project, and the goal was basically to peel back state regulations in already developed areas to try to promote more housing and then add more regulations to protect sensitive ecosystems and prevent forest fragmentation. So what the House has done is they've basically gotten rid of those strengthened environmental protections, namely that road rule and the stricter permitting around habitat connectors and headwater streams, etc.
This has been a pretty dramatic about face for House Democrats, including some of the original architects of Act 181, which was passed just 2 years ago. What are they saying about why they're willing to roll back such key pieces of this law?
You know, this vote, Pete, was basically a foregone conclusion. House leaders had signaled a couple weeks ago that this was their plan. And their message has basically been, you know, we listened to the concerns of Vermonters. We realized we took the wrong approach here, and we should think about other ways to boost conservation with carrots instead of sticks. But I think we should understand this pivot as some election year politics, right? The opposition to 181 has been largely, not entirely, but largely a conservative movement that's been concerned with, you know, stripping Vermonters of private property rights and centralizing decision-making in Montpelier, eroding local control. And Democrats saw this, and I think they've realized that if they didn't heed the calls to repeal portions of Act 181, that would have been a huge liability for them at the polls this fall. Similar to the way Republican candidates wielded the clean heat standard in the Global Warming Solutions Act last election cycle as too expensive for Vermonters to afford. That helped them score big gains.
This bill now heads back to the Senate. How do they feel about what the House has done?
It sounds like they're going along with this. You know, in March, like you mentioned earlier, the Senate passed an earlier version of this bill to update 181, S-325, that called for delaying implementation to, you know, get more feedback. And then the House has taken this giant leap further. You know, Senator Ann Watson, who's the Democratic chair of the Natural Resources Committee, said, you know, they have gotten this feedback now all in a rush from the people these conservation measures would have impacted. So she is willing to go along with repeal. You know, I'd expect the House and the Senate will hold a conference committee to hash out their differences on this.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin, who covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public, along with Vermont Public's State House reporter Peter Hirschfeld.